This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers, my friends. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is on vacation, his last day of vacation. We hope he makes it back. He comes to join us again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on Newsmakers. This is a place for local talk, Monday through Friday in your noon hour, to talk about local events, local initiatives, institutions, individuals, ideas, and occasional politics, and all that. But so welcome. We're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects this hour, and we've got a guest to enlighten us on a whole bunch of things about downtown Salem. We have Dana Vugdevine. Here in the studio. All right. I like that. So he's in the studio with us. Welcome, Dana.
Oh, thank you.
So Dana, I invited Dana in because he is not just the manager of the Salem Center, but he's also chairing the Salem Main Street Association, right?
That is correct.
What is your official title there?
President of the Board of Directors Salem Main Street Association.
Well, that sounds fancy.
It is fancy.
And I'm sure it comes with a huge paycheck as well.
Right. That and $4 will get you a cup of coffee.
It's not how much coffee is. Anyway, folks, downtown has so many things about it. There's so many things that intersect in this area. And right, actually, it's a regional asset. But we all want a vibrant and active downtown core. I like to refer to it as the Central Business District. Now that we have offices filling up and more residents and more restaurants and so on and so forth, we need to start treating it as a Central Business District. Downtown, Dana, has always had this personality conflict. Actually, the whole city has. So whether or not we want to be a kind of a big town or if we want to be a small city, right? I fall in the, I'd like some aspects of a city, and I would like to consider this be a small city, vibrant downtown, you know, for and Central Business District. I don't want it to be a big town, but we really don't have very much to offer or bring in people from outside. We want to be a regional draw, right? We want to be
exactly
the place to be. All right. So, Dana, let's start talking about you for a second so people have an idea who you are. You came to manage the Salem Center Mall. In 2005
is correct.
So you've been on the job a few days.
One or two.
Yes. Yeah. So how are things going at the mall? And how do you gauge, what is your measurement of how things are going at the mall? You don't have a turnstile on your way in as far as to measure traffic, but imagine you get statistics about retail sales.
Right. And things at the shopping center are exciting. Of course, every day to me, it's exciting, the shopping center business, but the... We have opportunities and some challenges as time progresses. This is, most folks are aware that there's a empty anchor store there, mm-hmm. which certainly has an impact on traffic and what's coming into the shopping center. But there's always opportunities to explore there. And I'm sure there's a developer out there that'll be anxious to acquire that former Nordstrom box and mm-hmm. bring something else new and exciting to downtown.
Dana, if you had a crystal ball, do you think that that's going to be another big box, or do you think that's going to be a different kind of use? I mean, it could be a lot of different things, from food to smaller shops to all sorts of things.
Well, I don't know if the crystal balls are all that accurate anymore. It says, I think the life of department stores are such that there's not a whole lot of those folks expanding, and mm-hmm. most of them seem to be contracting.
Yeah.
And so what I envision is that most likely a developer will look for some sort of mixed-use opportunity, which would combine, you know, perhaps office and retail, you know, ground floor retail, upper level office, or it could be all retail. But
could it accommodate any living space? Any residential living space? Or is it strictly going to be office or retail?
I went and discounted opportunities for housing and residential housing. It says it's challenging with the current structure for that building,
yeah.
I think. It does have the capability to be built further additional stories on it, but just the current configuration may make it challenging from a cost perspective to
How cool is that?
Residential.
How cool is that, though? I mean, you could have a food court in your backyard.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm going to go out of my condo and walk down the hall and get whatever I want from a food court, and just you'd have a mall.
Well, that's it. And there's lots of shopping centers in the United States that have all that parts of the mixed use, including residential there or hotels. You know, hotels a little bit more problematic in downtown Salem probably, but that would be a great use there too.
Oh, indeed. Well, I can't wait to see what comes out of it. These things that seem painful and sometimes can, like you said, be opportunities. We're talking to Dana Vugdevane.
You had it?
My ancestors were Dutch as well, so I should be able to get this right. Manager of the Salem Center, the Salem Center Mall, and also the president of the Salem Main Street Association. And that we're going to dive into as far as its goals and its governance and its, you know, what they've view and what they imagine downtown can be, what kind of activities, what kind of improvements we can make downtown, and how they intersect with the city of Salem. It has a long and storied past, downtown associations in Salem, sometimes dysfunctional and sometimes sideways and sometimes in conflict. A lot of people with a lot of different opinions. So, but we all want to see a reason to go downtown, and we want to see storefronts that are full. And we want to see people walking downtown, even at well into the evening. Is that fair to say?
That's a fair statement.
All right.
Like
so
you see them downtown at night.
That aligns with the Main Street Association?
It does. One of the Salem Main Street Association's primary goals is to work towards improving that economic vitality of downtown and make it a pedestrian-friendly, great place to go.
Mm-hmm. How much does that intersect with a desire to have housing downtown? Or are you mostly focused on the commercial aspect of it?
Well, we're focused in every direction that would make Salem a great downtown. Residential is a wonderful component that we would like to see added, whether speaking as from the Main Street Association perspective or from the shopping center, because retail follows rooftops. And the more people that live downtown, there's more reasons to bring other folks into downtown to provide them the services and the entertainment that they're looking for.
Neat. Well, I know that one of my frustrations, and I haven't warned Dana about this in the past, but one of my frustrations, because I look at downtown, at least until recently with the loss of Nordstrom's, but we have a place that has JCPenney's and Kohl's and Macy's and Nordstrom's at the time. You have four major department stores, free parking. You can see all of them without getting out in the weather. 365 days a year with free parking through a stroll, and in between which you have all of the specialty shops, and you have foods, and you have, you know, restaurants nearby, and all this. What an incredible thing to market! And I'm like, why is this not marketed regionally throughout the valley as the place to go for all of these? And actually, if you just walk across the street, you've got a fifth one in TJ Maxx, and now you've got Ross. Right?
Exactly.
So all of these within a couple of blocks, and most of them you can get to without even going in the weather. How hard could it be to promote this as a shopping experience compared? I know I'll compare it to going to the outlet malls in Woodburn or anywhere, really. And there's a huge parking lot, and you're exposed to the elements somewhat and so forth. But you know what I mean? That's my frustration. I'm like, it's already an incredible gem. An incredible gem, and people should support it. I know, I've said in the past, I said at Christmas time, I shop downtown on purpose because I want to have a Kohl's there, and I want to have a Macy's there, and I want to have restaurants there. So I make a point of shopping downtown because, as you said, it's tough for major big box stores, isn't it?
It's certainly challenging for the major big box stores. And just, you know, as a side note to your comments, you know, there's a great downtown core of boutique stores and restaurants adjacent mm-hmm. to the shopping center. It Indeed. Really is a great destination. And it is a challenge to get the attention. And a lot of it may be related to the fact that, you know, our world is very car-centric, and mm-hmm. it's easy enough to jump in your car and drive someplace else as well. So we'd like to be able to make a good reason why folks want to stay in downtown Salem mm-hmm. and shop there and live there and find other activities to do downtown.
Amen. That is so true. And not only that, but you have a double whammy because people are mobile. On the other hand, they're also staying home and they're shopping and they're buying things with their phones and buying things online. All right, we're gonna come back and we're going to dive into the Salem Main Street Association and give them a little love here. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart, where Dave Bourne is on vacation today. And we are talking about downtown with Dana Vugdaveen about Salem Main Street Association. And I think it's fair to say that Salem Main Street Association is not high on people's radars. It's a relatively newer organization, right?
That's correct.
So the visibility is not as high as it could be or hopefully will be. Tell us a little bit about its mission. What is the mission? Why does this organization exist?
Well, there's about a paragraph that I could go through on there, but I think to cut to the quick, it's to be an advocate for downtown and to work toward that economic vitality of downtown.
Is it a membership organization?
No, it's a non-membership organization right now, so there are no members. It is governed by a board of directors, which there's a variable number, somewhere between 11 and 19.
Okay.
Currently, we have 11.
Okay, 11 members.
Which tried to set the tone and the general direction, and then the execution is done through four committees, and we follow the Main Street America program, which is a four-prong approach using the committee method.
Okay. So I'm looking at the paragraph of your mission, and it talks about being an advocate for planning, development, and matters involving the city of Salem. How much influence does the Salem Main Street Association have when it comes to the city of Salem making decisions that have to that affect downtown?
At present, it's relatively limited. It's just similar to what every other citizen in Salem has, and that's being a voice and trying to be proactive in making presentations to the council or the agency, depending upon if we're talking about urban development opportunities or if we're talking about downtown opportunities.
No, Dan, I think you're selling yourself short. Now, look at your board of directors, and you have people who are invested downtown, both personally have been invested of themselves, but also financially. And those people, their voices really matter. And when collectively they really matter, I can't imagine that I would be a city councilor or a city staff person and want to make decisions about downtown without running it through the Salem Main Street Association. Fair enough?
Well, that's fair. We'd like to provide our voice to them and take those opportunities to do so.
Do you ever find that the association is in conflict with the public policy, or you're kind of aligned with the city of Salem about where we'd like to see as far as streetscape, as far as decor, as far as infrastructure, those kinds of things?
I think in a lot of ways we're aligned with the current approach that the city is following. You know, there's the streetscape plan, which seems to take forever because it takes a long time to build things and get them through the system. But we're very supportive of the City of Salem's streetscape program. You know, it's starting to move forward a little bit more, and it's an incremental kind of thing because you got to sort of get the streetscape to work as you're doing other infrastructure changes in the downtown area. So, you know, you just can't rip up a sidewalk and put a new one in and with other items of interest without a lot of careful planning and involving a lot of departments. So it's a time intensive process.
Yes,
but I think we're aligned with, with the ultimate goals is to make it a much more appealing opportunity, place for us to go spend our time.
Quick history lesson. There was actually a streetscape committee, early 2000s. There was an ad hoc committee, and that was part of Salem Downtown Association. They both had made recommendations, and we ended up with a pattern, a standard that is similar to what you see in the sidewalks outside the Salem Convention Center.
Correct.
Right? So you had this pattern, and that was the new standard, and that's the new, as we replaced the aging and falling apart pavers, the ones that were that were installed improperly with the wrong materials, that we would go to this. And then there was an uproar, and somebody who had been the benefactor of a new streetscape suddenly became the champion of Save Our Pavers. And it was really dysfunctional and really unfortunate, and really disingenuous, if you ask me. But now we've been stuck for over a decade without improving the streetscape. But I know exactly what I mean. It is hard to get decisions made downtown because everybody else has another better idea. And it's hard sometimes to get everybody to just say, okay, let's go with the majority.
Well, that's true. And just another comment regarding the current streetscape program. I mean, there's been a lot of civic involvement in outreach programs and workshops. Develop a plan. It's not necessarily identifying the specific type of furniture you might see on the street, but where do we vision it going? Mm. And it may still keep part of that paver squares, the concrete paver squares, like mm-hmm. outside the Civic Center or Conference Center, rather.
So, Dana, when you say streetscape, are we talking about, you mentioned street furniture, signage, eating opportunities, awnings, all of those things?
I think it's everybody has their own opinion of what streetscape may be.
Okay.
And I know the city's approach for streetscape is limited to curb to building.
Okay.
So you're not talking traffic because that's a whole different side of the world, or changing bike lanes to traffic lanes or traffic lanes to bike lanes. That's a whole different part. So you're really trying to define what kind of standards are we looking for between that curb and the building, how to make it pleasant, attractive for pedestrians, and worthwhile place to be to put your business or a place to live.
We're talking to Dana Vugdeving, and he is president of the Salem Main Street Association. There's so many things to talk about. What are your goals? I mean, really, what would you like to see? Let's say you're in the same position, the same volunteer position, 3 years from now and 5 years from now. What would you like to see has happened and you feel really good about? Like, oh, we accomplished this.
Sometimes it's hard to think of long-term goals when you're still fighting the short-term problems.
Uh-huh. Making the short-term problems go away is one of them, right?
That's a good long-term goal, is make the short-term problems go away. So in a big scheme of thing, from a Main Street Association perspective, I'd love to see a self-sustaining program where it can finance a lot of its own objectives and not rely upon solely on donations or some contributions through the parking district or whatnot, and have some achievable results to help make a meaningful change in the business vitality of downtown to ensure that those businesses we have today continue to be successful. And when those opportunities present itself to bring new businesses in town, that we can do that as well and help facilitate that.
Are there like quantifiable goals, like we would like to have this much occupancy in downtown structures, or we would like to see this many times for decor to change? We're either hanging flowers or hanging holiday lights or things like that. Does that intersect with your current goals?
I think it could intersect. Today, I don't think we have a quantifiable number where the perfect goal to me is 100% occupancy of everything in downtown, because that means we have a very strong, vibrant, economically mm-hmm. stable environment. The reality of things is we have a fair share of vacancies, and upper levels are difficult to develop depending upon what you're trying to do with them. And it's particularly when you get into the historic district, because there's a whole different set of rules and regulations you have to live with, plus you superimpose on that today's building standards, makes it very costly mm-hmm. to do things on that second and third levels. In a perfect world, like I said, I'd love to see 100% occupancy. That certainly may not be achievable in the near term, but I think it's a great long-term goal.
Well, that 5-year mark, 3 to 5 year mark, I'd sure like to see the property across the street from you to the south. The hole in the ground.
The hole in the ground.
Be brand new and developed. I'd love to see the spot where Union Gospel Mission is currently to be brand new and redeveloped. And I'd like to see twice as many people living downtown as we have, or more. Actually, we could probably easily exceed twice as many, especially with the new housing project planned.
Well, and I think that we're marching on very nicely in downtown towards some of those goals. I think there is a project floating around that's being considered for the hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a number of residential units that are just now starting to come online, mm-hmm. Additional residential units. South Block was a great addition to the south part of downtown and bringing residential units in. And there's more under construction. There's still some more under consideration. There's a hotel under consideration for downtown.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of good stuff. And new streetscape. And wrapping up on streetscape, I think you're right. It does intersect with having to make public works choices. What infrastructure do we put under the ground? Which which pipes need replaced, which pipes need upsized, conduits, what kind of optics, and all those kinds of things.
So, exactly.
All right. So going back to goals, we want to see people downtown, and we want to see these shops thrive. Should Salem and the region be concerned about losing more stores, maybe at a JCPenney's or a Kohl's or a Macy's, or even an exodus of some of their smaller shops if they don't get support?
Well, I think that's always a very real threat in today's environment. Department stores, they're great department stores. I think they offer a lot to our customer base here in Salem and in the whole market area. But you know, there's business decisions that are made elsewhere than in downtown Salem. You know, the Nordstrom's choice to close this location is a perfect example of a business decision to close a successful store mm-hmm. because of the challenges they may be facing elsewhere. So those are real risks. The department stores are downsizing. These particular department stores aren't showing any signs that they're going to downsize, but, I mean, there's always those challenges there. And I think, yes, the synergy between the shopping center and the core downtown, if you will, with the where the boutique shops are and the restaurants and restaurant alley and the theaters and whatnot, that it's all interactive. And it says if one has a negative impact, it trickles through to everybody else.
Yeah, and tourism certainly is a piece of this as Salem continues to get on the map for kind of a gateway to the wine industry.
Exactly.
And after we get commercial air service, that can't be bad for having tourism and getting more people downtown and shopping in Salem as well.
Another opportunity to get them into town.
Yeah, eating in the restaurants and staying at the hotel. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Salem Main Street Association, and I'm going to probe Dana a little bit more about the Salem Center Mall. This is Brent DeHart, and you'd listen to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. I'm talking to Dana Bugdevine, and he is the manager of the Salem Center and also president of the Salem Main Street Association. I was airing out my grievances on Dana during the break. Try not to pick on him too much. Give him a little bit of history and some of the things that have been frustrating downtown. So the Salem Main Street Association is a volunteer group. It's got a board of directors, not a membership or association right now, but their goal is to advocate for things that happen downtown. Their goals include advocating for things having to do with how you plan downtown, all the development and those matters, also for marketing and promotion of downtown, hopefully with some long-term visioning and some cohesive visioning. And then also as a goal, as a mission, to manage and administer funds from the government, so the businesses, as it relates to long-term economic vitality. I don't think we're there yet, right? You'd like to maybe perhaps be a contractor so that some of these goals, and when there's a pile of money to accomplish them, that you'd contract to do those.
Actually, we do serve as a contractor to
the some of the events,
the parking
maybe.
District, but yes.
Oh, the parking district. Right. Okay. What other services and events are you guys involved in?
Well, there's a variety that we promote right now. So some of the ones that you may have seen is Go Nuts campaign, which is typically a quarterly campaign where we have a game card, if you will, which encourages folks to visit up to 20 businesses to enter to win a package that's provided by the businesses that are featured on the game card. There's First Wednesday.
Well, hold on. I want to play that game. How do I get onto Go Nuts? How do I go nuts?
Well, you have to wait till the next one comes out.
Oh, man. Well, how will I know?
Well, hopefully we'll get the word out through a variety of media.
Okay.
And when you stop in your favorite businesses downtown, hopefully they'll be promoting it as well.
Okay. Good to know. All right.
So it is on a quarterly basis, and we should be heading that way soon. Salem Main Street does the sponsors First Wednesday. We're bringing it back to that full every month, 12 months out of mm-hmm. the year, rain or shine opportunity.
Or snow.
Snow. Whether snow or not, maybe inside when the weather's a little bit more inclement and as the weather becomes nicer, back into the alleyways and where it's a little bit more convenient to set things up outside rather than trying to close a public thoroughfare.
Yeah, so First Wednesday will involve special activities and special deals and special food sometimes, right? Then special reason, a lot of different reasons to go downtown.
Exactly.
Okay. And you said you're managing the parking. Some parking?
Well, we have a small amount of money that's provided to us through the parking district under contracted services, primarily in the promotional area. So the goal is to help promote activity, the economic vitality in downtown. So we try to execute that through the promotional committee, which deals with things such as First Wednesday or the Go Nuts campaign as an example. Alleyway naming. Our alleys have historic names.
Really?
And
I had no idea.
We'd love to bring them back into existence. And
can I buy the naming rights? Can we sell
those?
Depends
on how much you might want to get.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, I think there's a city process involved there too, plus a couple other organizations, some downtown, you know, some neighborhood organizations. There's public works involved. There's a lot of folks involved when you try to name an alleyway. And the whole point of naming them is to give some, you know, revisit the character of that alleyway from a historic perspective, plus drive folks in there and says, you know, there's businesses that live on these alleyways.
Right.
And they'd love to have you come visit them.
So it's the easiest way to the Victory Club, right?
Exactly. That's one of those favorite
there
alleyways.
There you go. You know, so we want people to be able to feel like they can safely walk through the alley. And, some, you know, we might have to upgrade some lighting in some areas, but safely walk through the alley and find what might be there. There might be entrances to people's residences. There might be a Victory Club kind of establishment. That has kind of a going through the alley to get it has a kind of a speakeasy kind of feel,
which
I think is cool.
But that's a kind of fun feel.
Indeed. All right. So they have historic names. I had no idea. That is very cool. And it's one of Salem's quaint things, and I think that we can do better.
Right. So, and there's at least four names that we've identified that have historic significance and can move along. And there's some alley names such as Electric Alley and Spirited, which is an interesting one.
Spirited.
Peppermint Flats is I'm trying to lock around that one because I'm not directly involved in the alley naming, so that's part of another one of our committees. And Pastoral. So those are four names of a number of alleys that we could find.
Is the electric one behind or just to the west of Liberty Street, like where the electric building was that at one time was Anderson Sporting Goods? Is that it?
I'll be honest, I'm not that detailed involved in where they all are, but I'd love to find them.
All right. So someday we're going to have somebody who's going to know all the historic names of all the buildings. We had Alan Kostick on last week, who's an architect, who's been involved with a lot of those redevelopment of historic buildings and the recovering and exposing of all the historical character of all those names. Okay. All right. So where can a person go? They're going to relocate here. They just got recruited by Salem Health, right? They're going to be a doctor or other medical professional. They're going to move to Salem. They want to know what's going on downtown. They want to know about opportunities to live or shop. Is there a central place they can get that information? I mean, is that your website? Is it Travel Salem? Is it Urban Renewal?
Well, it's probably today is a combination of all those. This is the Salem Main Street website. Doesn't really present that information yet.
Okay.
We'd love to be able to be there. I'm sure there's other folks that do it. I know Travel Salem does a great job of promoting things. SEDCOR has a great website, and so does the Chamber. But I don't think there's really a central repository for all those things.
What a nice niche that Main Street Association could fill.
Well, we'll try to.
Okay.
That's
by the
goal.
Way, it is SalemMainStreetAssociation.com. So since I have you in, I have this captive audience. Some of the things, and you alluded to this, some of the frustrations of how long things take downtown and why we just can't do them. Why we can't just, why don't we just do that? That's a good idea. So I'll give you a couple of examples, and I hope it doesn't make you quit your job. But I remember down in 2007, I made a motion at Salem City Council to allow No funds needed. Just allow buildings in the downtown historic district to put up placards, right? To put up placards said this building was erected in da da da. It was originally called blah blah blah. Whatever. Just a placard so that people could have walking tours and they could see this. Well, that involved a process, and we referred it to the historic committee, you know, and then it took forever to get a design and what the sign could be made of, and it took forever. It took forever. Instead of just enabling and say, okay, hey, let's make all the signs this font, make it out of brass, and affix it at 4.5 feet. Boom. It just took forever in committees and looking for and so forth. those kinds of things get tied up. You look at the levels of governance there with the City of Salem and the Urban Renewal District and the Salem Downtown Association and the Parking District, and you know, it just goes on and on, and the requirements for the Historic District. All right, that's a little bit of my complaint. Dana, go see if you can do something about that. Okay.
If you just joining us, facilitate all that through in a quick method.
But if you're just joining us, we're talking to Dana Vugdeveen. He's the manager of the Salem Center, which I really like, the Salem Center. I like a lot, number of stores in there, and I really hope that everybody survives and this tough retail economic environment. The other example is the Wayfair signs. And I love the Wayfair signs that went up. I think it's great. However, there's two things about them. One, they took like 5 years to do, and two national grants. Okay.
It's all about funding.
Yeah. But in taking the national grants, then they prohibited retail signs. So you could not have a sign that says Restaurant Row this way or Macy's this direction, right?
Right. You couldn't call it a specific retail. You could probably talk out Central Business District or...
But then shopping. Once we got them, there's no money for maintenance, right? And my point is, if you had just allowed people to say, hey, JCPenney's this direction, the JCPenney's would pay for that, and you'd have money for the signs, and you'd have money for the maintenance. And you'd have somebody with has an incentive to have it maintained. So that was a frustration, that it took so long, and that it became a huge process. Honestly, I think if I were city manager at the time, I would have said, that's great. I pick up the phone. I call Travel Salem. I'd say, would you please make this happen? Our counselors want to see it happen. And let us know what right-of-ways you need to put the post in. I mean, instead, the city takes it in and creates a bureaucracy, and it takes forever for us to make this good thing happen. It did happen, though, so let's...
I was going to say, it did happen.
It did happen, and I like them. And, they're artsy and funky, and I like that. So that's good stuff. But it is, I want to thank you for doing the effort you're doing in volunteering, because I know that sometimes it's a challenge dealing with the politics and the money, both. So... Anyway, let's go back to events. You said go nuts. First Wednesday, of course. The farmer's market's not under your purview, right? The Saturday market.
No, that's a Saturday market function.
And that's going to come up. Usually comes up in spring. What about the decor? When downtown gets decorated, there's some holiday lights, and there's usually some hanging flowers and things that make it welcoming. And there's some communities that do a fabulous job at that. I think there's room for improvement. Well, what is Salem's Main Street Association intersection with that, if anything? It's not sure.
Well, we like to be actively involved in promoting all those things.
Okay.
Oftentimes, and I don't want to sound like the poor guy out here, but a lot of it takes money to make it happen. This is, we love to see a well-lit, holiday-decorated downtown. The decorations that the city owns today is a little dated and probably less than compatible with the electric systems that are out there now. That's part of goes back to the streetscape concept. There's a lot of work that you have to think about in advance before you ever make it happen. So you can go back to having the right conduit there so you could put electrified decor on the street lamps or whatnot.
And preferably LED, right?
And LED, so they're energy efficient. And then you got to figure out the cost to be able to put them up, take them down.
So is this the kind of topic that the board members would meet and say, hey, this is a priority. We'd like to advocate for this. And then go to city council and ask for funds? Is that the sequence of events?
That would be one of the sequence of events. It says we certainly advocate for that. Our challenge for funding today is a lot of our funding comes from the parking district, and right, wrong, or whatever is how the funds get prioritized. One of the important things for the downtown parking district is to be able to become self-sustaining and maintain that infrastructure that exists. We have three parking structures in downtown that need to be maintained. There's a variety of different overheads. I'm not saying... If you don't maintain the structures, you don't have the free parking for customers. So there is this challenge there. The real issue is, as time progresses, there's less and less funds, just like we found elsewhere in the general fund. This is a dedicated fund, but there's less funds to be do things that probably fit more in the discretionary execution side, as opposed to you got to pick up the trash, you got to keep the elevators working.
Yeah, if you go outside of the parking district funds, are there any other pots? I mean, are you fighting for general fund dollars out of the city in fighting against, you know, fire and safety?
Yeah. Well, that's it. It says the general fund is probably not the right place to go try to tap. It says in days of old, and not that old ago, but, you know, there was an economic improvement district, and it encompassed the downtown area that was funded by an assessment on property owners, mm-hmm. and it survived one cycle, actually two full cycles, and then died a slow death with when folks weren't necessarily seeing the results that they wanted to receive. So there's limited funding available to support the things that, say, the Main Street does, and we rely on a small contribution from the parking district, and then we're looking for donations, and someday we'll find somebody with a big pot of money that would like to see something happen in downtown.
Well, I think Salem Electric or PGE should find it in their hearts to find money to donate all new holiday decorations, and especially
that would be a wonderful thing.
Light them up.
Meanwhile, we do have volunteers that work with individual businesses and storefronts in downtown, just putting up strings of lights. So at least
we got to take a break. That was my next question too, to talk about the people downtown and how you keep each other both inspired and accountable. So stick with us. We're talking about Salem Main Street Associations with Dana Vogt-Devine. This is Brent DeHart on Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart for Dave Bourne, who's on his last day of vacation. We'll see him back in the studio tomorrow. We're talking about downtown and Salem, and I'm airing a few of my frustrations and grievances. Poor Dana. Dana Vogt-Devine is here. He's the manager of the Salem Center and also volunteering as president of the Salem Main Street Association. They have so many things that they can do and they would like to see. These people are invested. I'm looking at the board of directors, and, there's board members that own property downtown. There's members that own businesses downtown. There's nonprofits represented. There's just advocates represented. These people love Salem and want to see their downtown to be vibrant and economically viable and grow. So thank you for that, because it's too often we have a hard time getting people to invest in their time and their time and their money to help make a difference in the community. And you've got a bunch of those, and you're doing something that I think is critically important for Salem's future. So thank you, Dana.
Oh, certainly.
Appreciate
you're
it. I know you've got a full-time day job.
So that's the challenge, is everybody has a full-time job just about.
Let's talk a little bit. I promised this earlier. Let's talk a little bit about the Salem Center Mall. What kinds of, if you look at trends, or I know that the mall is owned by a larger company that has other malls, right? Who would you like to see? Tenants do we not have? We would love to see come move into Salem. Or is there anybody in the hook that you can whisper about here live on air?
Well, unfortunately, there's none that I can whisper about live on air that we have a hook on. There's lots of folks that we love to bring into the shopping center. There's lots of folks that if they don't come to the shopping center, we'd love to see them in downtown, because there's a synergistic relationship. And so one of the examples is, we have lots of space in the shopping center where we'd love to bring in a brew pub or casual dining, something a little bit more upscale than just food court. The food court folks are great folks, mm-hmm. and provide a good use, but there's that opportunity where you could kick back and just relax and stay in downtown a little bit longer, whether it's at the shopping center or further down in the core downtown. Mm-hmm. Either way, we all benefit from having new businesses coming in downtown.
Do you have any spaces that are currently vacant that would be a street front?
We do have some spaces that are available street front, some of which require some investment, both from either the property owners as well as a tenant, to be able to do a good presentation. We'd love to remove a lot of the brick and put glazing there, make it more actively visible from the outside world and attractive for folks come in.
Oh,
and visit.
Yeah. So casual dining, brew pub, that would be nice. What do you think you see in trends for malls? In terms of, are people going towards, is it clothing or is it novelty shops? Is it specialty services? Is it sporting goods? I mean, what kinds of markets are going into malls these days?
Yes.
All of those.
All those are out there. But as time progresses, the malls are evolving too. And says there's some inroads from the folks who are online retailers, like our friends at Amazon. They're not really killing shopping centers, but they challenge the traditional retailer and the department stores about their model and how they do business. Apparel, we all still need to wear clothes. I think we all need to wear clothes anyway, specifically if it's snowing. Apparel stores are I think will continue to be one of the mainstays there.
And more so niche, probably,
and
than gigantic.
More
in
the niche, or
right?
more toward the value orientation. So I think lots of folks are looking for other things to do with their time. They're not necessarily want to just be shopping, and they perhaps may want to be entertained. Goes back to the casual dining opportunities, or other entertainment opportunities in a shopping center or in the downtown area. So as much as I love to keep leasing up the shopping center, they work together.
Both. I think that, and a lot of times people are thinking if they're an individual company, like they're a one niche or boutique type of shop or restaurant, they're thinking of outside the mall. They're not thinking of necessarily in terms of inside the mall. I go to the mall and I think of the Gap, and I think American Eagle, and I think things that look good to wear, things that smell good to take home, all of these things. Some of the things that you can do a heck of a lot of shopping in one space. I think you're going to see more people or more companies say, hey, I can be in, and I'm not a national chain, but I can be a part of this.
Yes, and we'd love to see the local operators in the shopping center too.
What we'd like to do is
let's fill
all of the streetscape along Liberty and Commercial and High, and then we'll fill up the mall as well, and everybody would be happy.
That would be great.
That would make him happy. We talked about the 5-year vision, so I think the 5-year vision for me, I would love to see our streetscape done.
Yes,
I would like. I mean, I'd like to see more investment of people doing business downtown to make sure that what happens around their building is better. And is there a role for the Downtown Association to kind of not just inspire the other members and raise the standard and raise the vision, but also hold them accountable? I mean, I used to have an office close to Rite Aid, and that entire block, the sidewalk, the driveways, the planter boxes, they're in horrible, embarrassing condition. And I just want to knock on the door and say, hey, can you take care of this block? This is our downtown and it deserves better. Is there any of that? Is that touchy?
Well, it is touchy. And most of the people you knock on the door and ask them if they take care of that may not be happy to see it. It's certainly something that a function that could be part of Salem Main Street to encourage our neighbors to improve the presentations.
We'll do public shaming, Dana.
Well, we'd rather not do public shaming.
I'm just kidding.
Love to see folks and absentee owners take a more proactive role in taking care of their property, the presentation.
All right. Dana Vugdevjane, I really appreciate you being here with us today. He's the manager of the Salem Center Mall. Also, he's the president of the Salem Main Street Association. You can reach them if you email at info@salemmainstreetassociation.com or go to their website. And if you have good ideas for downtown, if you want to volunteer, if you want to give them some money, if you want to sponsor something, let them know. This is Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.